Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So Valentine's Day is coming up, which I think is like the worst holiday. I've never liked it. You know, I think a lot of people hate it. It's a lot of stress. We're going to talk about that. It's probably one of the least liked holidays throughout the year. People might like it, but it causes a lot of anxiety. And, there's a lot of pressure on you to, you know, get her flowers or get her the right gift. And, you know, if you don't send her flowers and she's at work and, you know, everybody else kind of got flowers, you can look like, you know, you suck. And, you know, well, why is your desk empty? You know, Joanne, and she's like, I don't know. It's because, you know, my boyfriend, you know, doesn't care about me. You know, and you're meaning, you're thinking, okay, well, we're going to have sex. So that's going to be my gift to her that night. And meanwhile, she's like, where's my chocolate and flowers? Who knows? I don't know. You know, for me, I told you, what I want on Valentine's Day is my husband to take me to Outback Steakhouse, okay? Because then I can have some meat. Right? I love prime rib. I can eat a piece of steak. That's all I need. All right. But there's Hotel Zed in Canada that is offering specials if you want to have a nooner on Valentine's Day. And better yet, if you have a baby within 9 months of that nooner, or if you have a baby 9 months later, as a result of your nooner on Valentine's Day, you could win a chance to have a free room in the next, was it 18 years? Hold on a second. Let me look this up. Oh, yeah. This is like a big, like, commercial for them. Yeah. You will win a free stay at any of the Hotel Zeds of your choice over the next 18 years if you get pregnant by that nooner. So they have these specials from like 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Valentine's Day. I think it's like $59 Canadian dollars. I'm not really sure what that equates to American dollars. It's kind of Hotel Zed. It's kind of like the 70s real funky sort of atmosphere. They got couches and, you know, they're very, very, you know, open to free love and that kind of thing. And apparently you get this 4-hour window. 4 minutes is more than enough for most of us, but 4-hour window. Good. And, that includes your nap, I guess. You can even, I think, play ping pong there or whatever. So, you know, we get asked, when is the best time to have sex? And there's been studies that have kind of looked at this in terms of best time to have sex in terms of satisfaction or in terms of not being turned down, or best time to have sex in terms of fertility. Well, one study had said a while back, I think we talked about this on air, that the best time to have sex is before 7:30 a.m. And it would be in the spring, like March, April, May. That the sperm are more virile. They apparently have their own 24-hour clock, from what we understand. And that the sperm have a better chance of getting to the egg during the March, April, May period before 7:30 a.m. So if you really want to get pregnant, then. Now, in terms of what about women and their, you know, sexual peaks and desires and when is a good time for them? Mine is after any Garoppolo game. just let me watch a Niner game, see Garoppolo. I'm good. Doesn't have to be a special time of day. But in terms of women, there was one study that found 3 p.m. might be the best for her, whereas for men, in the morning. Then there were other studies saying for females, early morning is the best time. So, I don't know, maybe have like some mouthwash, you know, by the bed when you wake up in the morning, you can wash your mouth out and then boom, go ahead and, you know, do what you want to. A lot of women are more amorous in the mornings with the different hormone changes. Same thing, you got your cortisol, you got testosterone. See, testosterone is a very, very amorous inducing hormone. If a woman's testosterone falls, sex drive can fall. Same thing with men. And so apparently testosterone seems to have certain cycles. And in some studies, they say early morning seems to be the best. So whether you want to get pregnant or whether you just want to have sex, early morning probably ends up being the best time. That being said, it's very, very difficult when you have kids. You got to yell at them to get up and get to the bus. Okay. You're late for work. The cats and the dogs want to be fed, right? You know, you have to get up and pee, and then you got to shave, and you got to, you know, whatever. Now, sometimes early morning doesn't allow the intimacy, though. You know, Sunday sleeping in might work. But, you know, as a doctor, I'm supposed to recommend the best time for certain couples. Well, is it the best time for fertility, or is it the best time for intimacy? Or is it the best time in terms of fun? So early morning, I think, works. But in terms of intimacy and all that, you know, this idea of, okay, you know, do your 3-4 minute thing, and then I got to race to work. High five. That was a good one. See you later. That, you know, that might not work for a lot of couples. And so you might have to do kind of the romantic dinner and the candles and the lighting and the, you know, kids at grandma's or something like that. Although, you see, that never worked for me. The kids being at grandma's stressed me out. Because I thought grandma would do, you know, one of the grandmas tried to give my kid a bagel when he was 4 months old. So that scared me. I saw her do it right in front of me. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You know, the other grandma, I just think that any sort of conversation with the kid, you know, could possibly alter him for life. So for me, I would be like, oh my gosh, what are they doing? What are they doing? You know, and so that didn't work for me. I would rather sometimes leave my kids with a stranger than with family. Don't ask. I love my family, but, you know, yeah. But I think in terms of intimacy and, you know, relationships and having that, you know, that specialness, nighttime is best. That being said, the nooner is one of the most popular times for people to have sex. It's one of the more popular illicit times, right, because that's opportunity. But if you really want to spice things up in your relationship, okay, it's great. Just, you know, go, okay, you're going to leave work, and for lunch, this is what we're doing. And everyone's like, oh, man, lunch hour. It really doesn't take that long, you know? But I think the whole concept of nooner is probably the most exciting and actually has a lot more benefits than you think. I wouldn't recommend a nooner for getting pregnant. I just don't think that works. All right.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a plane carried about 200 citizens who had to be U.S. citizens, who had to be evacuated from Wuhan, China, because of the epicenter of the coronavirus, landed on the U.S. in the U.S. yesterday, last night, to refuel in Alaska before it took off to California. The plane is en route to California's March Air Reserve base for the logistics that they have, because they had to bring Americans out of Wuhan, China, and then now test them and observe them for coronavirus. The Boeing 747 had red and gold stripes, no passenger windows. It was initially headed to Ontario, International Airport of California, but landed in Alaska at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport on Tuesday, was refueled, then took off for California. Every passenger, however, has passed the screenings. So the whole plane erupted in cheers when the crew said, "Welcome home to the United States." The individuals on board the flight were screened before takeoff, monitored during the flight by medical personnel, screened again when the plane landed in Anchorage. They say the passengers are going to be monitored on the last leg of the flight by medical personnel on board. evaluated upon arrival at March Air Reserve Base in Riverside, and then monitored for symptoms post-arrival. Kurt Hagman, the chairman of San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors, where Ontario Airport is located, and a commissioner at the airport, said on social media that the CDC had informed him of its decision to divert the flight to the air base. Ontario International is one of the repatriation airports for the West Coast. We are always prepared to receive our citizens abroad in times of emergencies. So many people have been asking, well, wait a second, if we are trying to, you know, evacuate people from Wuhan, where are they going? Where are they coming back home? What are we doing? So it looks like they do have a system in place. So some people have been concerned that the flight would land in Ontario. They wanted to make sure the government was protecting him. But from what we understand, nobody on board has coronavirus. They said the Department of State has the lead for the safe and expedient ordered departure of U.S. citizens. The Department of Health and Human Services and CDC are collaborating with the Department of State on the logistics of public health evaluations of every traveler on the flight. HHS and CDC are working with partners to ensure that any traveler who develops symptoms during their journey receives appropriate medical care. So, you know, as we take Americans and get them out, you know, we have to make sure they don't bring something back to the state. You know, we want to protect our citizens with this outbreak that's going on, but we also don't want to, you know, affect our other citizens. So I love how, you know, America has got to have your back on all sides, which is very, very cool. But what makes then this a little tricky is the incubation period could be up to 2 weeks. So somebody might not be sick or feel bad or whatever and still have the virus. So my guess is everybody is going to get the testing and make sure they don't have it. Now, they have to be very, very careful announcing that to everybody because you have a lot of people going, well, look, I don't have symptoms, but I drove somebody in my Uber who was from China, so test me. And I don't think we're ready to do that. I think all we're ready to do is to do testing on people who show signs and symptoms of coronavirus, fever, chills, cough, body aches, headache, like flu-like symptoms. China, as you know, has cut off access to Wuhan and 16 other cities in Hubei province to prevent people from leaving and spreading the virus further. If this does affect you very severely, you could have shortness of breath, get a pneumonia, and possibly die. So I think there has been over 160 deaths now and over 6,000 people affected by this. Now, 132 people have died thus far, number rising. Now, remember, keep in mind, it's not that, again, we aren't sure if it's, you know, more people are dying tomorrow of this. It's if they go back and see who was sick and they're able to test, you know, the bodies or the corpses or whatever. You know, I'm not exactly sure what they're doing if they're looking, if they're going back some. Because by the time they figured out we had an outbreak, there might have already been cases out there. Just like with the vaping illness. You know, you hear all these cases of Evoli, and you're like, well, you know, why all of a sudden? Well, because now they're testing it. But then you also wonder if maybe they looked back and said, wait a second, this person vaped, this person had this issue, and this, you know. And then you go back and go, oh, so it looks like you must have had this too. So you kind of go back a little bit in the past. Sometimes we're not allowed to do that in tests, in studies. Sometimes we are, depending on the way you conduct your study. So I can't tell you if these are 132 people moving forward from a couple weeks ago. Or, you know, remember, the first case was I guess, identified December 31st. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't around before December. Now, you are going to have stupid happen on the Internet. USC was forced to respond to an erroneous social media-fueled claim that a student was diagnosed with the new coronavirus, of their university. This rumor began late Monday night in a reply to a post on the university's Twitter account, according to the Los Angeles Daily. The rumor quickly took hold on social media, leading to hundreds of tweets and even a petition to cancel class amid the outbreak. As of this writing, nearly 11,000 people had signed a petition to cancel class at USC, and USC is like, there's no what are you talking about? You know? Apparently, an unnamed student living at the off-campus Lorenzo Apartments was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. They say, we want to provide information about reports that a student was transported by ambulance from off-campus housing with novel coronavirus. Because of student and patient privacy laws, we're unable to talk about any specific individuals. However, we can't confirm that there are no students or residents from the off-campus apartments diagnosed or under evaluation for that. Students can be transported by ambulance for a variety of health conditions. So it could have just been flu. So you have a lot of panic, and people are concerned. But, you know, the problem is, and here's the thing, you know, because some people have asked why I haven't been more scared about this or warning more people or have been more, you know, emotional about it. And the reason why is, number one, flu has been killing more Americans than this. So I'm giving you the same advice with coronavirus as I'm giving you with flu. You know, wash your hands. Don't let people stick their tongue in your mouth. Don't share drinks. Avoid people who are sick. Because, again, I don't want you getting the flu either. But number two, if we, let's say, over panic about this, and then, let's say, we're fortunate enough, by God's graces, to not have a deadly outbreak here, we almost run into the boy who cried wolf scenario, where the next time a virus comes, people are going to be like, oh, remember with the coronavirus, please. You know, we were fine. Everybody said to buy masks and to, you know, cancel classes. No, 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 we're not doing it this time around. You know, very, very interesting, the boy who cries wolf. We see this a lot. Years ago, there was, years ago, we actually had a snow day. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it snowed. And there was snow on the ground when we woke up in the morning. It was beautiful snow. For anybody from back east or from other parts of the country, you're like, there's snow on the ground, who cares? Send the kids to school. Well, the school district, this was years ago, over a decade ago, decided to call it a snow day. So the kids were happy. They got to miss school. Us parents were kind of scratching our heads going, what? So I took my kids with me to work. So grandma calls. So we talked to grandma. I'm at work. Grandma calls about something. I go, here, talk to the kids. I'm busy. And she gets on the phone going, why are the kids, you know, because it was like, you know, 8:39 a.m. Why are the kids not in school? And I go, well, it was a snow day. And you, you know, hear her look outside the window. And it's like, oh, snow was melted. It was gone. But I guess the school district got some heat for calling in a snow day and stopping school. And the snow was melted by 9 a.m. So then we had, I think it was 2 years ago, a really good-sized snowstorm where there was snow and ice all over the roads the next day. And they decided not to call it a snow day. They got so much heat that people had to go to school. Buses had to be really, really careful driving. And I have to admit, for a city like ours that isn't used to ice and snow and slush, it was kind of dangerous because you have drivers that don't know how to drive in it. So I would have probably called it a snow day based on that. Okay? They got heat for not doing that. So then the next day, they called it a snow day. And by then, that next day, everything melted. So, you know, when people, you know, think the government gets involved or city officials make decisions, they think they're wrong. We need to be really, really careful when it comes to when we're going to, you know, push the button or go to DEFCON 1 or DEFCON 5, whatever, when it comes to this virus. But in the meantime, treat it as if it's deadly flu. And be careful. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better.
matter for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. chartered plane evacuating 201 Americans from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak began, continued on to Southern California after everybody on board passed a health screening test in Anchorage, Alaska. Dr. Ann Zink is Alaska's medical officer.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. And in Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more and were approved to continue on to California by the CDC.
So far, 132 people have died from the coronavirus in China. President Trump has signed the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA agreement. It allows most of the $1.2 trillion in trilateral trade to continue unchanged. The agreement will not go into effect until Canada ratifies it. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, most headlines are kind of surrounding the whole White House and impeachment hearings and all that. Meanwhile, we have residents right now breaking news in an L.A. apartment complex trying to jump out of the windows to avoid a fire. Have you guys seen this? A fire broke out a couple hours ago. And residents were trying to jump from the sixth floor to save their life. This is breaking news right now. I don't see it on the main wire. I don't see it on the main... Everyone's kind of talking about the impeachment trial. And I'm sorry, this to me is the news I want to hear about. An undetermined number of people have leaped from a 25-story apartment building in Los Angeles on Wilshire. And a fire broke out on the sixth floor. Eight people have been injured, including a 3-month-old infant. The one is in critical condition. The fire broke out shortly after 8:30 a.m. at 11740 West Wilshire Boulevard. So I know some people call it Wilshire, but it's Wilshire. That's in Brentwood. The jumpers were believed to be on or around the sixth floor. L.A. Fire Department says the fire was well developed. It is not clear how many people have jumped from the building, but we are talking six stories. Right now, I'm seeing a man trying to save his life, walking across window ledges with no balcony underneath and a fireman on a ladder trying to get him. This resident is clinging to the ledge. Usually, fireman's going to probably tell him to just stay right there. We're coming to you, but he looks like he's kind of walking towards the fireman. Multiple victims were already medically evacuated by helicopter from the building's roof. Live video from the scene shows. The city fire department has also seen rescuing a small dog from the rooftop, with the rescue in an orange jumpsuit clutching the pet while riding in a litter that was raised up, probably ladder they meant. This is a typo. That was raised up to the helicopter. These are really, really chilling videos. You need to look at this. Residents are on the top floor of the building awaiting evacuation. It was easier for them to go to the roof than to go to the bottom. You kind of wonder what the thinking was there. They went up hoping to be evacuated and then going down the stairs. Los Angeles Fire Department said 335 firefighters are already battling the blaze. There's four rescue-capable helicopters. Yeah, if any of you are in firefighting, I'd like to hear about that. When people would be instructed to go up to a roof, rather than going to the other, it's a large building, rather than going to the other side of the building and going down the stairs where there is no fire. It's a very beautiful high-rise that's in Brentwood. Interestingly, they say this building is the same one where a major fire broke out in October 2013. In 2013, there was a fire on the 11th floor. It injured eight people, displaced dozens of residents, and caused millions of dollars in damages. At the time, the building did not have sprinklers installed because it had been built 52 years ago and was exempt from safety codes. Unsure if it has safety codes or if it had, sprinklers system in it now. So a lot of these high-rises were built in the, 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Yeah, 50 years ago would have been the 60s. And so, 60s, 70s. So, scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted. When you watch a video, it's a very, very fast-growing fire. The smoke comes out extremely fast, almost like it's hurricane winds. I told you guys that I had a fire in my house. There was, I was about 13 years old, 12, 13, and the fire broke out, but it was in my grandma's room. And you couldn't hear it. You couldn't smell it. The walls were pretty thick. And I yelled, "Everybody, there's a fire." I'm the one that saw it. And by the time I went into her room to see it, all I remember is that in such speed, you saw rows of the thick, dark smoke coming up to the ceiling. And the fire was coming from the closet. But you could barely see the fire. And the smoke was so thick, we're talking a couple feet. And I remember it moving in waves so fast. And my dad grabs me and says, "We're getting out." Because I was fascinated by it. I'm like, "Everybody get out. There's a fire. Go. There's a fire." But then I wanted to see it. I didn't have my shoes on, of course. So we went outside. And, fire department came. House was totaled. But that fire was so fast moving. And it was, I just remember. Actually, we had these commercials, Dick Van Dyke. And Dick Van Dyke would teach us when we were younger in these commercials that roll, Dick, roll. And Dick Van Dyke would fall to the ground and roll and get away from a fire. These were like the commercials in the 80s. So I remember that's what we had to do. So I start getting on the ground to start rolling, and my dad just picks me up and says, "We're getting the hell out of here." But it's... what people don't understand when there's a fire, we always think we'll be able to grab a fire extinguisher, put it out, and be fine. But the room fills with a gas, and it's a flammable gas. You know, when we talked about the Las Vegas fire at the MGM in the 80s, smoke and the gas have kind of filled up the casino. But when the fire ignited it, it like lit it. It almost like an explosion that, you know, people weren't burned alive per se in the casino. You know, people who died with that died because of the carbon monoxide poisoning and, you know, not being able to breathe and passing out from that. But the room fills with the gas. And so the reason why firefighters and everybody say to get out, and you're like, but the fire's only there. I could watch it happen. You know, let me try to get the fire extinguisher, is because if you don't have a highly ventilated area, it ends up, you know. Oh, you don't have to hear me. Siri can't hear me. Unfortunately, you have that potential of it just exploding. So that's why we always kind of say, look, don't, you know, I mean, again, if it's like, you know, a little baby thing that you could throw a towel on, okay, that's one thing. But if it starts to get, you know, if you don't think you can fight it, you've got to get the hell out. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. It's breaking news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting article. They say the coronavirus is less likely to be acquired, or any illness, if you take a window seat. I love taking a window seat on a plane because I have a little bit more room. I could sleep. I don't have to get hit by the cocktail cart. So I usually always take the seat by the plane. But experts from Emory University modeled the movement of passengers around an aircraft to show how viruses could be spread and found that people in aisle seats are much more likely to come into contact with infected passengers. Well, duh. Because people walk back and forth to go potty. When you're by the window, you just kind of sit there and you only have kind of access to just the group around you. So they say passengers who are worried about contracting the coronavirus should stay in their seats. This is because the more you get up and move around the plane, the more chance you've got of finding yourself next to somebody with the disease. Now, I know a lot of you are like, okay, are we kidding? Is this what is, you know, is this, who spent money on this study? I know, but they got a point. Yeah, a lot of people like to get up. They like to talk to a buddy. I just went up to Reno for a conference with a bunch of buddies. And there was a bunch of people on the plane I wanted to talk to, a bunch of students and all that. But I just kept my butt in my seat by the window comfortably so I could not avoid coronavirus, but just because I could just sit. Problem is that if you have to pee. If you have to get up to pee, that's really, really rough. So people by the aisle are around a whole bunch of people. And they found that those sitting near, I think, even the exit row seems to be more at risk, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh my gosh, I saw the cutest little gif on Facebook. Apparently, people have too much time on their hands. There's a little baby dog that was wearing glasses. The dog takes off the glasses and jumps into a suitcase. In the next scene, he jumps out of the suitcase wearing a Superman outfit. People have just too much time on their hands. All right. So my boys, I got two boys, teenage boys. They love these GIFs and memes and all that. They're good boys overall. One of them got a speeding ticket yesterday. Now, I know, whoa, open up a can of whoop-it. I didn't. And the reason why is I was really, really tired from my conference and stuff that I went home and I took a nap yesterday. So my kid came home from school, and I was already in bed asleep. He goes, Mom, I got a speeding ticket. Well, I got a speeding ticket. Just put it there. So he did it. I for years, acted out what I would do if my kids came home and had a speeding ticket. Did you guys do that as parents? Have any of you guys done that? Where you already have planned in your mind, right? Kind of like a jukebox where, you know, you have the records you're going to play as soon as, you know, exactly where to go. What record is going to be B19? And you're going to hit that record or whatever. In my brain, I have that. I know exactly what I'm going to say to them when they go, Mom, I'm getting married. Or, you know, Mom, we're having a baby. Or, Mom, I'm moving out. You know? Or, Mom, you know, I saw Dad with another woman. I have already little things ready to go. And so my, you know, response to one of my children getting a speeding ticket was going to be a very exaggerated psycho mom. Where, what? What? Give me your keys. You are done with driving. I am so on your butt now for months. You, what? You are going to now start finding your suit for court. Anyway, whatever. And I really got robbed that moment because I was in bed and I was asleep. And then I wake up and, you know, my kid had cleaned the house and, you know, he handed me a cookie because I was hungry. And I was like, why are you handing me a cookie? Well, did you see what I put next to your nightstand? Oh, yeah, I got a speeding ticket. Wait, what? And he had handed me his key already. I mean, my kid knows exactly what to do. The problem is it's kind of interesting. I've taught you guys how to fight with your spouse. You need to give them something because they still have to get mad. See, I used to always do that. I'm like, before they could even take away the key or before whatever, I will give it to them. And this way it makes the punishment less. No. Because when somebody's mad, they really want to still sock it to you. But I was like, you know, just kind of still waking up and all that. So I never really yelled at him. Oh, I will. See, that's the thing. He's like, Mom is really, really cool about me getting this ticket. No, I'm not cool. It's just now I have to go to delayed response. And my delayed response is going to be, you know, again, tsunami psycho mom. But I have to find the right time for that. So what I'm going to probably do is, let's say he wants to do something like go to a party and take the car across town. That is where I'm going to lay into him for getting the speeding ticket. So, and he knows there's going to be a delayed response. He knows. He goes, oh, it's coming. It is coming. Now, this caught my eye. In England, motorists have 1 minute to react to variable speed limits on these quote-unquote smart motorways before they can be fined for speeding. Apparently, they are going to be getting a 1 minute grace period. There are new variable speed limits being put in place and speed cameras to enforce it. These are called smart motorways, and they have variable speed limits controlled by Highway England. And so, apparently, we have speed limits where, you know, it's 55, and then, you know, 65. I mean, the speed limits are pretty static. They don't really move or change for years. But sometimes, things have to change. There's like a car accident up ahead. Or there's been a recent, you know, pedestrian death across town, and the government might want to slow everybody down. So when, if you are expecting a certain speedway and it changes or whatever, you have 60 seconds to, I guess, react before you get in trouble. So anyway, an exclusive investigation by Auto Express, this is again in Europe, found drivers to have 60 seconds to react to a new limit being displayed on a smart motorway overhead sign before cameras start snapping you for speeding. See, now it's like, well, there's no cops around. Remember the idea that there's no cops around? Uh-uh. Now there's cameras. They're spies. The one-minute grace period was confirmed by Highways England, who is kind of under fire right now for responsible for smart motorways. They've been called death traps by police. They say all three types of smart motorways use variable speed limits to respond to busy periods of traffic, roadworks, incidents, etc. So the speed limit could be changed at any time. Motorists are informed by signs above the motorway. All speed cameras enforcing these smart motorways have to recalibrate to match the new limit put in place temporarily to catch motorists speeding. But if you need to drop by 10 miles an hour or more, that can be pretty tough. So I think some of the police don't like it because people start slamming on the brakes. 1 minute is a long time to adjust your speed. And they say the government agency confirmed there's a 60-second gap between the speed limit change and then the camera settings. After that minute's passed, you get busted. So you need to be very, very diligent. Now, I drove the Autobahn in Germany. And it was fascinating because you didn't know you were on the Autobahn. We just needed to take a highway to go to Austria. So we drove the highway. I thought the Autobahn was like one road. I didn't realize that most of the roads in Germany are Autobahn. So that's where there's like no speed limit, supposedly. But then a speed limit would show up. And all these cars will start slowing down. And, you know, my husband was kind of like, gosh, you know, they really follow the rules here in Germany. It was kind of very interesting. I come from, my grandmother was German, my grandfather was Austrian. And so when I get a rule, I do follow it. I might make fun of it, I might play around, but usually, if you're supposed to do something, I like to go by the book. I believe in Yiddish, it's called being a yekka. My mom would always say, you're such a yakka, you're such a yakka. Because like, Mom, we can't do this. Or, you know, Mom. You know, like, I remember I was, like, really, really hungry, and I wanted a little candy, you know, at the supermarket. And so I forget who it was. My family said, well, just eat it. Nobody's going to see. I'm like, no, you can't do that. And remember them going, yo, you're such a yakka. Not that we were encouraged to shoplift, but it's like, I just followed the rules to a T. And so we noticed that in Germany, and my husband's like, I wonder, I mean, look at them. I mean, everybody's just following suit and slowing down, and nobody's kind of speeding, and everybody's just kind of following order, you know? And he goes, maybe that's kind of why, you know, it was easier back in, you know, Nazi Germany days to, I don't know, follow orders. I don't know, but it's different in Europe where, you know, in America, you know, we might be more, you know, well, let's find a way around it. Let's find a way around it. Just kind of seems like, you know, in these more socialized settings, when there's a rule, people follow it. But the Autobahn was fascinating because there'd be no speed limit. Then all of a sudden there'd be a speed limit. Everybody had to slow down. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.